the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
What are you doing?
Well, I have a story about healthier diapers. This is kind of bizarre, though.
They got the blowout barrier in the back, so
nailed it.
They don't do to up their back. Is it kids?
What if they ever go like a racehorse, though? Do they have the barrier in the front?
Crap like a racehorse?
Are we listening to this?
Barrier in the front, party in the rear.
Heck yeah.
Macarena.
Start dancing now.
You're going to give her an excuse.
Oh, God.
Was it Hillary and Tipper back in the day? I think Bill and Al were doing it, too.
Yeah.
They were all doing the Macarena.
Yeah. God. Remember Lindsey Graham dabbing?
Yeah.
They're ridiculous.
Right. Then he said yesterday we'll obliterate Iran if they don't do what they're supposed to do.
We're going to give them 60 more days.
I don't know why it's such a surprise when they say that Trump says the F word and the S word. Like, he'll say it on TV. We can't say it, but he'll say it.
How does he get away with it? Like,
let us
say it. Find him.
Because war is dirty and mean and not pretty.
Plus, that was weird.
When the dudes landed on the beaches of Normandy, they were like, well, F.
Did you see how...
I would have.
JD had to address the, I guess, the cameras or whatever, but they're all standing up front and everybody else is... It was just a weird layout.
He's a big conspiracy theorist, too. You hear him talk about stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's like me. He thinks aliens are demons.
Does he do the conspiracy of himself looking like a Garbage Patch Kid?
I don't know. Or the conspiracy of...
Why would he do that of himself? That's funny, though. Why?
Because every JD picture you see, you look at Garbage Pail Kid Vance. Like, there's a ton of them. He looks like one.
I can't.
Because he wrote a new book. He had a Hillbilly Eulogy, and he's got a new one coming out.
Oh, really? He's got another one?
Yeah.
When's he find the time between going here and going to the home country of Indy all the time?
Yeah, getting his wife pregnant. I think it's about his conversion because he's Catholic.
His wife, she's pretty. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's pretty, but I could never believe anything that came out of her mouth. She looked so, like Stepford.
Well, she is a lawyer.
Stepfordish. Like,
she's a lawyer.
You know that look? Everything's perfect. Like,
plus,
like
you know, it. He's like, you know, like a dude around the house. He's probably ripping farts left and right. He's walking around in his shorts.
Yeah. Pull my finger.
He's probably wailing in the kids and his wife, too, even. And
being, you know, annoying.
Probably
basically
saying words you shouldn't say publicly.
We're going to have something different besides curry tonight, honey.
Oh, God.
And I want a real toilet.
Yeah, do your parents know English yet? I'm just kidding, honey.
Everyone else has dogs. We have cows in the house. I don't get it, honey.
Oh, cows are cute, but not in the house.
Not even the mini ones.
He acts like he's humping one when he has to walk by it.
And just, how do you
potty? Let me squeeze past this cow to get in the kitchen.
How do you potty train a cow to go on a piece of paper? Like, go on your pee-pee pad.
God, that's a big piece of paper, too.
How do you guess which nipple the milk's going to come out of?
I know.
Which cow nipple? Cows have long nipples.
I get to they go really out do. The cow door.
Ever to grab one and squirt somebody right in the face with it.
I cannot.
Well, if you just, like, hug the whole... area, the milk sack, and it comes out of all of them.
Oh, man.
There's milk on the floor. She's like, JD, you got cow milk on the floor. However she would sound. I haven't really heard her talk much.
I don't think she's allowed to.
Oh, God.
He's like, oh, look at me. I'm milking the cow. He's probably a big goofball around the house.
And it's a boy. That's really bad.
That's wild.
A steer.
Oh,
you are.
Mm-mm.
You're from Texas.
So the latest, the latest trend in some parenting circles.
That's the song. She's from Texas because she ain't got no horns on her head.
It's the new one from Ella Langley.
I like her.
Going to find some steers and bleeps in Texas tonight.
I think you can say it now. I don't think queer is a bad word, is
well,
it?
Well, my grandma used that word when talking, instead of using the word weird. She didn't mean it in a homosexual way. Like, she came from a time when the word gay meant happy.
Wow.
So it didn't. She said somebody was choir. It just meant they were weird.
Well, that's probably worse.
What, choir?
Yeah, saying it that way.
Well, it's just the way she would say it, but she didn't mean it as
an accent.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know any better when you're old, so that excuse still works.
It works when you're young. Oh, don't mind him. Where'd he learn that word? Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, he's got buddies he hangs out with, ruffians. He's in a family as a mob in high school called
the
family.
When they get older and they get dementia, they remember. They forget like how the world told them you can't say that. And they revert back
isn't
to
that
their,
the truth?
My their mom, childhood days when they would say those words.
Matthew, was you the one that was throwing Kern in the cafeteria?
No. No, that was a friend. Mr. Monroe knows who did that.
Candy corn.
No, it was regular Kern.
Yeah.
Who the hell would give kids candy corn for lunch, Paige?
I said canned corn. They're gonna give it on the cob? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to eat it the long way, too.
I don't know these things.
You don't eat corn the long way?
I went to Skunk, California. We had churros.
I'm going to ask.
No, I mean, I'll admit it. The food was better here at school.
I love
better
school
here?
Food.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sucks now, but back in the 90s, it was great.
Sucks now. Hell, them kids at Wade Hampton, they get the Windy City Burgers. They get Chick-fil-A.
Ooh.
I got excited for being able to buy a double rectangle pizza on Fridays.
Real
that's
moms.
The best. The pizza.
It was wonderful. Well, then, it probably sucks butt now.
Well, you're probably older and you have taste buds that have changed.
That's true.
Plus, if there were seconds, the seniors would get it first. It's like, ooh. How about the rest of us get to eat, maybe?
Yeah, I know.
Well, the latest trend in some parenting circles are wool diapers. Not just cloth ones.
Wool diapers?
Yes.
God bless.
Like a Brillo pad?
Kids can get galded.
Brillo?
Excuse me. They don't need to be washed for a month, these wool diapers, which sounds really gross.
Neither do the other ones.
And they cost about $40
to $100. For one? You're kidding.
Well, that pack, is, I would assume.
I saw this on one of these TLC cheapskate shows. So they had, babies, but they would use the wool. Actually, everybody was not allowed to use toilet paper. Everybody used squares, like cloth, like squares or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Like hand towels, and they would just throw them in the bin.
That is so stinky.
Oh, my God.
But it's not even sanitary. Like, nobody rinsed them out. They would just use it and just throw it in.
And then wash them.
I guess
together.
Once a week they would wash. Ugh.
Ugh.
This is also the same guy who would go around to people's plates in restaurants and ask if they were finished and would just start eating the food.
God, that's awful.
They interviewed the people like, yeah, that was kind of weird.
I mean, I've taken other people's leftovers to my dogs. Like, if they didn't eat the rest of their meat, I'll take it.
They probably drug it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Why would somebody that I'm out to dinner with drug my dogs?
Because they don't want anybody else to get the food they're not going to eat. Just like a lot of restaurants reuse the chips. I can tell you which one.
I was going to say, maybe, can they roofie food?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What if they roofied your food? You're like, I'm not hungry. And you take it home and give it to your dog.
Oh.
Your dog's
that'd
laying on
horrible.
His back with his legs in there. Want some of them?
Wait on time to come on.
He was laying down.
Was it a peanut butter martini by chance?
Oh, that sounds awful.
They make vodka in every flavor now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I was peanut butter vodka, Matt.
So these wool diapers are better for the environment.
Diapers.
But they may not be great for your baby's skin because they,
You ever seen the inside of the thighs of a sheep?
I'm about to. And don't ask any questions.
Do you know where I can get a babysitting gig with this?
Oh my God, no.
They'll watch a kid for you. Summer babysitting, yes.
Remember little baby lamb? That thing is like a teenager now.
Lamb sock?
In lamb years. It's like, I don't even recognize you.
Feel fluffy?
He probably is real stiff.
Not really fluffy, but just tall and doesn't like anymore. It's like, it's like his balls just dropped.
Well, can you blame him?
No, I can't blame him for it.
So Rod Stewart's in the news. He almost fainted on stage.
Oh, Hot Rod!
Did they pump his stomach?
No, that's a rumor. And he had to use the oxygen tank. So this happened Friday night in Utah. He had to receive this breathing treatment. So imagine.
Dude, he's been canceling shows the past few weeks.
Really?
Just straight up.
How old a feller is he now? I'll look it up if you don't know.
Late 70s?
You going, Paige, what would you guess?
Man, I wish I would have went and seen him last year.
80.
81.
He can't go much longer. He postponed one until next, like, up 27 next fall. I'm like, he ain't going to do it. Just get your money back
now.
Good
for him. Go until you're 80.
Yeah, but you like, now obviously he's not he put on a little bit more weight, but still not a big guy.
No.
Just overworking himself.
I'm surprised, is that a guy is that his real hair, you think? That's incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, at this, it seems like it's gotten thicker since it got older.
I was going to say, like, when he was doing, like, the big band stuff, it seemed a little more dense on top. But, you know, apparently that's kind of, you know, not a big deal as it used to be when a man would wear a toupee or, you know, because women now with extensions, like even white women, they get fake hair.
He could be wearing a topper and make it thicker.
Like, John Cena obviously got something done.
Oh, yeah, he got the transplant, the plugs or whatever.
It's joked about, but I don't know if it's real. The MJF got hair plugs put in the front, and you can see old pictures where, like, yeah.
And they grow?
Like Jim Jeffries got it. He says in his special. Yeah. He said they take it from the back of the head and put it up front.
That's smart.
That's where they pick from first.
So you bald in the back then?
Yeah.
That's where I'm balding, back here.
Like, as long as it doesn't go up too high, nobody's really going to notice.
From a distance, I look like I'm wearing a beige yarmulke.
From a distance.
He looks like a bearded Jew, but guess what? He's not.
Okay.
He's a Baptist by trade.
By trade.
Well, I was raised that way.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. All right. We're going to take us a break. We come back. We will all say a silent prayer for Rod Stewart.
Yeah, quit canceling shows, Hot Rod.
Well, if you can't perform, you can't perform.
Yeah. Get your stomach pumped or whatever you need to get pumped.
But really, like,
if... Get pumped in general.
If Big X the Plug can have oxygen on stage, why can't Rod Stewart?
Yeah, Black Crowes got it down in Athens because it was so hot.
Yeah, but X needs it. Like, it could be in Antarctica. He'd still need oxygen.
Hey!
Anytime
you hear me say, hey, I need a hit of that oxygen.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Nothing to do with homeopath or honeypath or path. We have, this is heartwarming.
Yeah.
Or is it kidney warming? Good morning, Jeff Millwood.
Good morning, guys and lady.
Morning.
Hey, lady.
Well, you sound great, man.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, feel pretty good. Been up since midnight.
Well, you got some odd. I saw Jeff Millwood the other day, actually, at a little function, and
a little shindig.
He's like, I gotta be up. What'd you say? You had to be up at 2 a.m. So, and this was this was in the afternoon of the day. You would have to be up at 2 a.m. I was like, well, you're a vampire.
Yeah, I feel like one right now.
Well,
yeah,
you came. How long ago was it? Was it a month? I can't keep up with time anymore, really. I mean, not just getting to work, but also the date. I don't know.
Yeah, 4 or 5 weeks, I guess.
Okay, so a little over a month ago.
I'll tell you exactly when the hell it was.
Look at this fact. Oh, Paige is going to turn us into kidneys now. She's taking pictures of us as we talk.
It was either April 29th or April 30th.
Okay, one of those two. So I've known Millwood for a while, and... you know, he was telling me about, you know, this awful situation he was going through, needing a kidney. And I was like, look, I said, it's not self-serving. You're my friend. But literally, like, if anyone called in or emailed or whatever, said, hey, I need a kidney. I need blah, blah, blah. You think I'd come on and talk about it? Of course. Like, absolutely. That's what I was telling Millwood the other day. I was like, you mind that I call you by your last name, by the way, Millwood?
Oh, no, that's what everyone calls me.
All right, well, I'm going
to help us win an award, too, so that's always
good. Well, you know.
Not related to Kevin Millwood.
I think it every time, too. Yeah, I'm like, I want to ask.
Because he's from Gastonia. So, I was like, you know what? I don't know if anyone will call in, because that is a big ask. Hey, stranger needs a kidney. But there again, this world, the news, social media, it makes you think we live in this hateful world where we spit in the face of our neighbors and we don't care about anyone and this, that, or the other. Not us, but like society in general. That day, I don't remember the exact number, but I was shocked.
Right off the bat, we had at least four that wanted information, but they were coming in throughout the day, too.
Like, so. I was literally shocked. Now, Millwood's insurance was like, hey, they're going to pay for everything. There's even, like, a small, like, you know, compensation for time missed from work, all this stuff. Like, it literally, all you have to do is...
That's nice.
So many people call.
Yep.
So, what is the update? And Millwood, milk. I know this, but milk this for the two in the room.
Even when we told people how they got to get the kidney, they still wanted to do it.
They still wanted to do it.
Because they go up through the backside and yank it out.
No, that's not true. That's not true. They go through the navel, is what I heard.
They go that way.
Yeah, they go through the navel. All right, so Millwood, give us this Oprah moment right now, this crazy, wild moment.
Okay, well, I had several names and numbers. I had a couple reach out to me on the Book of Faces privately, saying they're willing to get tested. And I ran across a long-lost relative of mine that went, I think, the next week and had all her labs done. And everything looks good, and she's a match, A positive for blood. We still have to do more tests, but her and I both have been talking, and we both feel really, really good.
Uh-huh.
We just kind of feel it in our gut that this is meant to be. And we hoping and praying that she's the one. I go the 29th of this month, me and Ashley, my wife, for my transplant evaluation.
Yep.
I meet my doctors, meet the whole team, all the way down to the financial advisors and all that good stuff. So anyway, I have a cousin, Carmen. She's my second cousin. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. Unfortunately, I don't know a lot about her yet because we've just met.
But the magic behind this is here we are, little old Rise guys, doing a radio show. You have a long-lost relative who also has amazing taste in what they listen to in the mornings.
Yep.
Exactly.
So it's in the DNA.
It's perfect.
Happened. She heard your voice. Something compelled her. She didn't it wasn't like, oh my God, I think that's my cousin. They start talking, not only having heard the blood type that was needed or whatever, like it just brought, and they knew each other. They saw each other as kids, and then, you know, families, they, you know, move and grow and all this stuff. And then now, reconnected.
Coming in. That's the route. Isn't that the route they try to go first, a family match? To see if that...
It is.
Kevin's family hates him, so that was going to be out.
Dang it.
No, I'm kidding about that, Kevin. You know that. Not Kevin. Kevin Millwood's the baseball
player.
He is.
I was going to make my son give you his, but, you know, I'm glad we found the match.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, though. He sold it on Marketplace, so it's fine.
Oh,
sold it on the Book of Faces.
I'm so glad, man. I really am. Because you're a good dude. And I don't know. It was.
I try to be.
Well, yeah,
it's been an emotional roller coaster, man. It really has. I'm up on top of the mountain one day. The next day, I'm down in the valley. And you know, this, I'm staying positive and very optimistic. She is the one.
Yep.
But, you know, she may not. There may be something that don't work out. But, you know, we're keeping our fingers crossed and hoping everything works out just fine.
I'm glad, man. I'm glad.
Yeah. Like, how are you feeling physically overall just throughout the whole thing?
I feel great. I feel great, fat boy. My legs from the knees down, by the end of the day, I usually work 12 hours a day, and they're swole up pretty good by the end of the day. They burn a little bit. But overall, man, I feel good. And that's what I a lot of people say, you know, you don't look sick. You know, you don't look like you have a disease, but that's just it.
Yeah.
You know, this is, it's like a heart. It's a silent, deadly disease. You know, you don't know you have it until it's too late.
Yep.
God bless.
Yep, you're right.
God, I wish they could just make one. We talk about 3D printing organs left and right.
3D print them, right.
Yeah. I mean, they regenerate livers. You just need a piece of somebody's liver to make one.
Exactly.
I'm glad, man. I really am. I'm
happier than
he is. I'm super excited. I am. I'm super excited. Can't wait to get all this hopefully behind me. Yeah. Like I said, I know it's not a cure. It's a lifestyle. And,
You got a good support system, man. Like your wife.
I do have a great support system.
Your wife is freaking great. I mean, like I told her, like if you did die, that maybe she and I would take up together. But you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. So don't worry about that. It's going to be fine.
I believe so.
No, Ash is good people, man. You both are.
Yeah, I don't know if.
And if my cousin Carmen's listening, I just want to tell her, you know, you're awesome. I love you. Mm-hmm. thank you so, so much. Whether it works out or not, you're awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were on last time when we got the call, but somebody said they donated, and they've lived 12 years so far with just the one kidney. Perfect.
Yeah, the person who donated, too. Yeah. My grandma did. She, in her 20s, I want to say, her sister needed a kidney. She donated, and my grandma lived to be like 84, 85. So,
yeah, you can live the rest of your life with one kidney, you know, as long as you're healthy.
Yeah.
Well, I might need a few more, to be honest with you. I might need some backups.
Yeah. All right, Millwood. I love you, brother. And anything, like if you ever need like a skin graft or something like that,
we need some hair, I can hook it up.
Edith's toe is available if you need that. All kinds of stuff. We're making a collection. We really are. All right, Millwood, you have a blessed day, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy it.
See you, buddy.
Man. Have a good morning. So it's not the most funny segment ever, but damn, it just makes me. You know, it's not a feather in my cap. It just makes me feel good that we could be a part of it, and that, you know, here they are. You know, he didn't even come to me, and it, like, it was a friend of a friend's like, man, you should get Millwood on there and help him find
hook him up. It happens fast, though. You know,
I know that's
the amazing thing about it.
I thought, like, then, I mean, like, here's the thing. I'm just being completely honest.
I wish you would.
Okay, for once, that if I'm listening to the radio, a show that I like or whatever, and I hear somebody calling, I mean, Jeff sounds great, you know, even if I don't know him, but I do. But I am hard-pressed to pick up a phone and call and say, I would donate this kidney to the stranger.
Yeah.
Like, that is kind of like an eye-opener, like, man, I could do more.
And people,
I mean, I'm not even kidding.
They would do it at the blink of an eye. They were just calling in and say, look, put me on the list. Here's my information.
I know.
Well, what do we say about updates? Whenever we get them, we try to put them out there.
Yes, yes.
But people love
the fact that they. Updates. It's like, God, we are related. And this is how we rekindled this over these years, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Millwood got like 100 new friends on Facebook after that show. So if you want to get more friends on Facebook, buy commercials on our show.
Yeah.
It seems to work.
I hope it works out. I don't know why it wouldn't. You know, family.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta, you know, something's gonna match up.
Yeah. It's good. Dude, absolutely. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm reading you're being a dick right now.
Don't look at text.
I know. I'm not. Okay, look.
Paige will point out the bad ones to you, though.
No, she's good at that.
It has nothing to do with me being friends with him. I don't care who it is. Like, if someone just said, hey, I've never called the show, I've listened for years, and I need this, you know.
And why would anybody care when you're saving someone's life? They should shut up.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I do it to myself sometimes. I'll say, God, you know, I think about, like, who I'm friends with, and I'm like, God, they all kind of derived from this show, kind of like, you know, like not friends, you know, previous to the show, but, and I'm like,
people come and go, man. I was thinking about that, the orbit of people that we've met from this show.
Yes, they come and go, and then you're like, wow, man, that's
what happened to this guy. Then you know, you'll hear from that person in a month or two.
Like, right. Man Pretty called the other day, like,
yes.
Oh,
like,
my,
wow,
gosh, he did.
Oh yeah,
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I almost said it again because it was very loud. CallRob.com studio.
God dang it.
What?
Who keeps coming over here and turning my stuff down? It's you.
I don't know how. I really don't.
Was it me?
It's a knob. You know how to work a knob. You do it every night.
Your mama.
You talking to him?
I'm talking to somebody.
Not me.
You're not going to ruin my Magic Monday.
I don't work a knob at night. I say, Alexa, turn it to channel 4.
Oh, God, I wish there were numbers. There are no numbers anymore.
It's time to say, hey, famous people born on June 22nd, happy birthday. Or suck it.
You don't suck it on Fridays, Paige. It ain't Friday.
Well, she only don't just suck it on Fridays.
Well, that was supposed to be.
Like, you know, I can suck it anytime I want, buddy.
I like that was in unison.
It really was.
I was trying to be
unison.
Nice.
I don't have music for this fella. I think I might know the answer, but it is former MTV VJ.
Oh.
Host of TRL. Host of The Boys.
God bless. Carson Daly.
Carson Daly's birthday.
Why do you think we would tell him to suck it?
Well, he's a radio guy. I know how you feel about some of those.
No. I don't...
And I don't know if you've ever liked this guy or not.
I've not disliked him.
Maybe I
thought something was wrong with his legs. Remember that TV show that he was on? I don't know if it's still on or not. It's like... Who was on that? Old Red was on there. And Blake. And it was like they'd come on and sing, and then they'd play like axe throwing or something.
Oh, yeah, that was that show they gave Blake Shelton for a little bit, right?
Yeah, and I guess that was just to test him to see if he'd be good for...
I like hosting stuff. That hosting was a good idea. Things.
That'd be fun.
Like, the more I see about him, like, I mean, the accent's real, but I could imagine when he gets home, especially when Stefani, that he's just very like, all right, I'm glad I can quit talking like this now. You know,
he's so serious.
It's a character that I play now, you know, because, I mean, that only lasts so long, right?
She'll get tired of it. Like,
I know. Can you talk with a British accent, perhaps?
It's going to sound like I'm from Oklahoma if I do.
But anyway, yeah, that show, that he was like the bartender, but like always behind the bar.
Oh, yeah.
And on TV, if they specifically never show a character walking or their legs, it means they have issues walking. Like Floyd the Barber. The damn barber on Andy Griffith was always in the chair. It made no sense. You find out Floyd couldn't walk no more.
Plus, his cadence was a little flamboyant, right?
Kind of like a male Katharine Hepburn. Like, habitual. Who was the guy that? Who was the guy everybody always said was gay on Andy Griffith? Harold Sprague, Howard Sprague.
Yeah, it was. It was a notice.
I bet Sprague never paid for haircuts from Floyd.
Probably not. You
got him for free. It was like, what was up with Floyd?
Remind me if you would.
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly, yes. 56.
55. Oh,
Garcon Daly. That's who fussing
that. Garcon, boy.
53 years old.
Oh, wow.
For Carson Daly.
Football player.
He's a football player.
Is it?
Hall of Famer.
Kenny Stapler.
It's not Kenny Stapler.
That's a fussing name I'm going to use soon. Kenny Stapler.
But he is a quarterback.
He is a quarterback.
And his wife had shorter hair than him for a time there. Good looking woman, though. He's a good looking dude. They even made a movie about his ass and the rest of them.
A movie about his ass?
He was also a barnstormer back in the day.
What is the barnstormer? USFL. Oh, Steve Young.
No.
Flutie.
No.
USFL quarterback.
Won a Super Bowl. Yeah. If I gave you the nickname of his team, it might give it away.
Of his NFL team?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it would likely give it away, right?
The greatest show on turf. Oh. He almost won another Super Bowl with the Cardinals, but old Roethlisberger got him in the end with Santonio Holmes. Well, you know this.
I haven't
seen the movie.
I haven't either. It's on the tip of my tongue, so I will ask for the initials, please.
KW.
My God, I'm going to feel like such a... Oh, Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner!
The movie. Yeah, the guy, I didn't watch it either. I figured it'd be like Rudy or like another... What was the other movie? That guy, like, he goes out on the circuit autographing now, and the movie made his, you know, lore. No one knew the story of it. Not Rudy.
No.
Anyway, we'll come back to it.
It's one of those. One of them fellas.
Yes.
Fellers.
Oh, God.
Anyway, we're going to say
the wrong one.
Kurt Warner. I'm gonna stick with 56.
All right. Sounds good.
Well, he's 55 years old today, old Kurt.
Well, the next person's going to be 56. You watch.
We were close.
I think so.
You just watch and see. Now I'm wondering. I'm going to look it up. Living football player who had movie made about them.
Wow, you look that up.
Paige,
this fella
yawning over there. She's been partying last night.
Oh,
Paige went to a World Cup party. Brazilians only.
She went to a Double D Cup party.
She's watching the Iran soccer match. That still amazes me.
Who passes the ball?
Does anybody bring that up? Like, hey, sorry maybe about what's going on in your homeland?
Sorry, bud. It is the greatest trailblazer of all times.
Clyde Drexler.
It is. Now, I know you're saying, look, he didn't win a championship.
Speaking of receding hairlines.
Yeah.
Clyde the Glide.
And you probably got to put somebody from, the 76 team up there, the one with Bill Walton? But Drexler was the guy.
Oh, without question. He was their logo man.
Yep.
And he had the hairstyle of Teddy Long, young Teddy Long. He really did.
Let me holler at you, player.
Player, 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 player. Gosh, let's see. He was. He's rookie in 84, I think. 84, 85?
You were.
Your mama. That's twice. Sorry, huh?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Honey, that's not my math now.
I love little equations.
58 or 59?
58.
64.
Golly, bum.
Drexler, five slamming, jamming was.
Wow, wait.
What, 82, 83, I think, way back then? Bruce Campbell, 68 years old today. I know a lot of people like him.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yep. She was with Captain Lou. Evidently, they were like really together.
What was that on? I watched some doc, the same thing, and I was like, they were really a couple. I thought it was like a father figure in her life, but no, they were doing it.
Oh, Captain Lou Albino. Put that on your list.
Okay. Paige, take notes. My phone's dead. I'm only saying that because someone keeps texting me and I don't respond to it.
Oh, Cyndi Lauper. Would he do that for a picture? That'd be a fun little picture, Lauper.
Paige, make that.
Cyndi Lauper?
Make Tim Lauper look like Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, my God. I don't know if he'd do that.
Cyndi Lauper.
Girls want to have fun.
Cyndi Lauper who? Do that, too. A little Grinch action. Cyndi Lauper.
Grinch action.
Dude, she doesn't age. That's another one.
No, she's great in concert.
I remember my mom would say, looked like she put a waffle iron on her hair. You know how she had the little slits cut in there? Slits.
Nice.
See her at the Peace Center when she was here?
I didn't.
So good.
The only thing I've ever seen at the Peace Center was Kevin Smith and them Dirty Muppets they had that time.
Oh, I forgot the name of that show.
Yeah, that I saw a couple of things here, too.
I saw Avenue Hot Loaf at the radio room.
Avenue Q is what it was.
Avenue
it was
Q was fun.
Yeah. Anyway, Cyndi Lauper, I'm going to go with 68.
Golf.
70.
Cyndi Lauper, 73 years old today. Wow. Meryl Streep, you want to guess her real quick?
Yeah.
Meryl?
Big
Meryl
one?
Streep? No.
76.
I've never seen it.
73.
77 for Meryl Streep.
Wow.
Happy heavenly birthday to Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, man.
Not the former mayor of Easley, South Carolina.
Right, you're talking about the highwayman.
Yeah. He would have been 90.
This is a highwayman.
What a talent.
Also, you mentioned him earlier, or his son. You showed me a picture of Freddie Prinze Sr. would have been 72 years old today.
Yeah, crazy.
And Ed Bradley of 60 Minutes would have been 85 years old.
God, I forgot he died.
As a lot of people said, if Ed Bradley were alive now and they're doing that stuff they're doing at CBS, he'd...
He would have already been fired for speaking his mind.
Yep.
He would be in the barn with... God bless. Why can I not remember names? It's an old thing. I know it is.
The gut in the company.
Ah, dang it.
If you don't fit their political
Tucker.
Narrative.
Tucker. See, I get Michael it. Tucker. It just takes a little longer than normal. That person there looks like somebody we know, does it?
Yeah, really.
It really does.
Looks like she's been hanging out with old Carlisle.
All right. Fatboy was looking on the podcast notes and noticed something pretty peculiar. We haven't done open phones in 14 shows.
It's a lot of shows.
Let's do it.
So we're going to do an entire power hour, baby.
We're going to talk to y'all's ass and the rest of you.
The 7 o'clock hour.
That'd be fun.
Oh, baby, don't get me started doing Dusty again.
It doesn't have to be just asking for advice. You could call in with constructive criticism. That was so hard to say, baby. Constructive criticism. I want to hear Al Sharpton say that. Constructive criticism.
I kept singing Piano Man as Dusty Rhodes the other day. I couldn't stop singing it.
Dude.
They play me a song, baby. I don't know how it goes.
I heard somebody at Borderlands the other day where they were opening packs of, they have, you know, trading cards of, you know, superheroes and stuff. And the guy was opening the Superman ones. He's like, oh, I got a Orion.
Orion Irby.
I don't know. I started laughing because I don't know if he was mispronouncing it or if he just didn't, you know. Maybe that's a cool way to say Orion, but he said Orion.
Rob Young, when he closes the store, should have a wall for Borderlands. Or he doesn't have a front door. You have to climb the wall to get in.
It's like, you put barbed wire across the attack dogs are in there. Little drones with cameras on them. Borderlands.
secret tunnel you could get in up under the store.
He just texts me. He hates that idea.
He really does. He's like, shut up.
He's like, as long as that money is green, I don't care about anything. And he didn't say that.
Robbie!
You know, he gives a lot to the youth. He really does.
He does. A lot of Funko Pops.
7 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Rob Young's coming?
No, but open phone. So it doesn't have to be advice. It could be whatever. Hey, when you were talking about this the other day, blah, blah, blah. Kind of like the mail sack, but with your voice.
Or you want to talk smack to somebody and call them out on the radio? That's cool. You want to try to start a fight? That's cool, too.
And
we're hard.
Also, we're two new songs from Dan from Columbia. And I don't know if I should promote that or not because I have not heard it. I know one of them is a Billy Joel song, it says.
So I don't want him to get pissed.
I don't know. He did so many, right?
I know.
Did he play Piano Man? I don't know how it goes, baby, but it's sad and it's sweet. And I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes.
The tower of power too sweet to be sour, baby.
I gotta stop. I'm gonna do it all day now.
Maybe it's a parody to an ex-girlfriend. Up yours, girl.
Oh my god, girl. Dan, do that one.
Perfect.
Get to podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
We didn't stop the fire, baby.
Stupid. I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
More rock.